Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That's what God has called you to do, and he will grant you his blessing. If you've ever been insulted, you'll know that the immediate reflex reaction is you want to even the score. In the pain of the moment, we're all inclined to cry out for justice because it's just not right that people should get away with insulting us. It would seem that Peter's readers were well used to being insulted. Christianity was a new phenomenon, and its teachings stood in sharp contrast to the thinking of the time. Christians faced verbal and physical attacks on a regular basis. Christians have been under attack throughout the past 2,000 years. There are horrifying stories of the ways in which the Salvation Army was attacked in this country in the latter part of the 19th century. There are distressing accounts of dead animals, some set alight, being hurled at passing Salvationists as they passed through the streets. Others threw stones, paint-filled eggs, burning coals and rotten fish. Chamber pots were emptied from upper windows over the heads of men and women below. Thousands of people were injured and some were killed. And in our own day, there are many Christians around the world who live with continual abuse and persecution just because of their faith. Facing insults is incredibly tough. If you're experiencing this at the moment, then you have my heartfelt sympathy. It's understandable that you'd want to fight back, but Jesus shows us a completely different way. He calls us to respond with blessing. That's easy to say and incredibly difficult to do, but that's the way of Christ. This proves to us once again that it's almost impossible for us to live the Christian lives in our own strength. We need to ensure that we depend completely upon the strength that God gives us. Only as we allow his Spirit to fill us can we possibly live in this way. If you've recently been insulted, how are you going to bless that person? And if you haven't had such an experience, how will you be able to equip yourself to respond to any future insult with blessing? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we recognize that we need your strength every moment of every day. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.